The annual cap of the Quality Jobs Tax Credit Program rises from $40 million to $60 million, and the amount of tax credits available under the Enhanced Enterprise Zone Program is up from $14 million to $24 million. Economic Development Director Greg Steinhoff says the best thing about these programs is that no tax credits are issued until the state realizes a benefit of its own.
The economic impact is realized before we have to give the benefit to the company, and it works. They work very, very well.
Steinhoff's message to critics of tax incentives programs is simple.
We have to actively compete with other states for these jobs, and it's a very intense competition. And if you win 1,000 jobs that average wage of $65,000, think of all the dry cleaners and carpet layers and home loans and all the other jobs that are created because of that.
The legislation also requires that every state agency make public the names of tax credit recipients and the amounts of the tax credits. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.